Thank you. Thanks, everybody, for coming. I haven't even said anything yet, but I'm so excited to show in such a beautiful space. I think the gallery was in a big part what inspired the idea for the window installation. So I'm happy to share a little bit about just my work in general, and then more specifically this show, the idea for First Cut. So I think the premise of a lot of my work has to do with a collage, and thinking about collage as a medium, also the sort of implications of it. I think a lot of the environment that we create for ourselves in the studio as artists is meant as either a sort of lab or experiment, or hopefully extends, you know, out into the real world. And so what I love about collage as a medium is that it has this starting point of difference. There's kind of an inherent contrast in it, the idea of putting all these things, materials, together from different sources and wrestling with that to try and create some sense of cohesion. So a lot of what I'm thinking about with the paintings is that, and very process-oriented, so just the idea of building up layers. So First Cut, the title of the show, sort of references that, that mentality that I try and maintain throughout the duration of a piece and in the studio, is that sense of anticipation and possibility. When you're creating the first mark all the way to the end of the painting. So really keeping it open-ended, not static, having a sense of movement or motion. And I think my gateway into art, maybe like a lot of people when they were younger, was through animation, through watching cartoons. It was something that I think really instilled my love for drawing and inspired me to pursue art when I was working and kind of graduated on to higher levels of schooling. And so it's something that really continues to influence my work. And I think about the relationship between painting and animation a lot, just as far as time and space and, you know, all these larger concepts. But I think that the way that I try and incorporate time into the paintings is through this layering, through this evidence of process, through the sense of contrast, certain marks having a sense of being slow versus fast, and being able to have all that contained within a single image. So I hope that there's that feeling of them being open. And so with the window, I was really thinking of that as another layer to the work. And as far as a sense of time and movement, what I hoped to create was a sort of stained glass effect through the gallery, so that slowly throughout the course of the day, but there would be changing colors and shapes that would move throughout the gallery, affect the paintings on the wall, and be different, a different experience at different points of the day. So it sort of involves the viewer and creates, you know, us as an added layer within the pieces themselves. So that's a bit of what I was thinking about. First Cut is also a part of the process in filmmaking, where there's an idea of narrative, a kind of rough organization, but it is very open to change. So I felt that related to what I was working towards with the pieces. And then with the window piece. Can I answer any questions that anyone has?
Fantastic. Are they all
Thank
oil
you.
Or a combination of materials?
They're all acrylic, actually.
All acrylic.
I think, yeah, which is more immediate. I think I can work faster.
Do you use, like, cutouts or stencil or anything?
Yeah, working a lot with stencils, with acrylic and spray paint. So with this painting and the purple one over here, it's primarily all paint, but the other works all involve collage, so they are mixed media with different papers and paint
on
as
top
well.
Of the canvas.
These two are on canvas, and then another one on the side of the wall, but then these are actually on PVC panels, so it's like a plastic, and then a few cut paper collages.
So in other words, you were inspired by this to create the show?
Sure, yeah. I think a lot of the work is just part of an ongoing studio practice that I have, so most of the work was just a result of what I was making in the studio. I wanted to create a kind of series, and with the longer works, I was thinking of them being more panoramic or like landscapes, but certainly with the window installation, I started thinking about that when I saw the gallery space and how bright and open it was, and the window was such a big part of it that I wanted to do something to activate the side of the gallery, since so much of my other work is just, you know, can be hung on the wall. And
well, congratulations.
Thank you. Sure.
How does the process evolve in your imagination and your mind when you start to work? Do you have any, what will be the end, or you just go with the process to come with?
Mm-hmm. Definitely more the latter. I think it's very process-oriented for me, so trying not to have a sort of preconceived idea of what something will look like at the end. I think this was a sort of totally different exercise for me, and I really had to plan everything out to the T, but with most of the paintings, I think that that process is sort of important and fundamental, just keeping them open-ended, trying to respond to what's there, you know, creating these relationships of opposites through materials or shapes, and trying to create some overall cohesion or balance or harmony, you know, amongst the sort of chaotic beginnings that they start with.
Any dominant color in your mind when you start one?
I think sometimes. I start a lot with drawings, too. I'll maybe start with a dominant color palette, but it changes sometimes throughout the course of the painting. But I do work in thinking about animation, again, a lot from early drawings and kind of layering stencils or shapes and, you know, slightly altering patterns, which may not be as present in the final works, but I think that is still there somewhere.
Excellent work. Thank you.
Thank you so much.